loves, this is Lisa, and you're now listening to the Feminine Confessions podcast. Hello, I hope you are doing good, and it's November already. We're getting to the end of the year, and this year has been crazy, to be honest, but crazy and good, and I am grateful for everything, and I hope you are grateful for everything too. Today we are going to tell you to get your priorities together, get your goals together, get your life together. You know, a priority is something that is regarded as more important than others. What is more important to you? Every day, I make a list of daily goals. I have a list for yearly goals, monthly goals. Every day I make a daily list for goals and things I have to do. And at the end of the day, I make sure that I do 80 to 90% of it all. I know sometimes it gets overwhelming and we get physically and mentally tired, but I try as much as I can to make sure that my goals for the day is done. I make sure that I get things done, and I would give the same advice to you. You know, what are you doing to get things done? Because writing down the things you want to get done is one thing. Making plans to get those things done is another thing entirely, and that is where the real work is. We have different goals that we want to achieve, and we have different ways of going about achieving those goals. You know the method, the technique that works best for you, and you just need to think of those things, write it down, and think of how to apply them. It's not easy. It's easier said than done. I mean, almost everything we say is easy to say than to do. But is it achievable? Yeah, of course, it's achievable. Can you do it if you believe that you can do it? Definitely. You will do it if you believe that you can do it. I think the one of the things that hinders is how we think we cannot achieve something, or I would think our goals are too big to be achieved. And sometimes it's not even us, it's people around us who have smaller dreams and smaller goals that look at you and say, hey, why do you want to do this? You can't do this, this is too much for you. And we should not listen to people who have small dreams, because they find a way to creep into your mind and make you believe that you cannot do what you want to do. Okay, it is your dreams, your own dreams, not your friend's dreams or your sister's dreams or your brother's dreams. It is your dream, and you alone, it is on your shoulders. You alone can sit down and plan your life and plan how your life wants to be. Don't care about what people think. Don't waste your time in an unnecessary situation. Don't waste your time on things and people that do not matter, that do not serve you, that just drain your energy. You know, a lot of times I want to get things done, and the kind of circle we keep, that is what is holding us back. Not even us. They keep saying negative things to you. They keep telling you can do something, and then because you hear it too much, you start to believe that you cannot do something. See, present yourself however you want. You know, a lot of times, presentation, how we present ourselves matters to how people would want to treat us. You know, make plans and prioritize them according to their importance. You know, we have to start somewhere. So as long as is realistic, you know, you make your plans. Put name them according to how important it is to you. You know, the first one that you want to achieve first, what is achievable first, you put that there at the top of your list. You start with that, you get to number two, you get to number three. And sometimes I make yearly goals, and I'm telling you, sometimes I carry them over to the next year. because when I go back to my list, I realize that I have one or two things that I did not do, but I am really happy, proud, and grateful that I did most of the things. You know, if someone says they achieve 100% of their goals, I mean, most times that is unrealistic, but I know it's possible. But if you do not, it's fine. You can always do it. Look, you have life. And as long as you have life, you can always do things. Okay, so you if you do not achieve that goal for that particular time you set it, take it over to the next. Put it at the top of the list for the next list or the next goal. And you're going to do it. You're going to achieve it. I always say I want to do something. I put it on my phone, to-do list. I write it in my jotter. And at the end of the day or the month, realize that, oh my God, sometimes when I finish one, I mark it. And I'm like, okay, 10-10. That is good. So write your daily targets and don't count yourself out. You know, give yourself exactly what you need, what you want. Take the time to be kind to yourself. When you have goals and you have things you want to accomplish, sometimes we get overwhelmed and, you know, we don't want to take breaks. I love to take breaks for myself and do things for myself. I talked about self-care in my previous episode. You can go back to it and refer to it. I love to do things for myself because I feel good mentally when I do things for myself. So, yeah. When you prioritize something, you do it first. So, yeah, get your life together. Life gets in the way, and that is it. Life comes first. So, if it comes first, obviously it's gonna get in the way sometimes. But that is just how it is. That is what it is. Life. So, yeah, you can do it. Don't deny yourself your me time. Watch your favorite shows, sleep if you want to, do your favorite activities, find other activities that you want to do. Sometimes just write it down what you have to do for the year. Because put it on your reminder on your phone, put it on your Google Calendar, even if you have to. Just make sure that you have the most productive days and also rest days. Like I said, no matter how productive you are, always make sure you also have rest days. And some of our goals are things that we have to do. We don't need to or want to sometimes, but we have to. Just imagine someone who is a teacher and doesn't want to teach or is having a bad day and can't teach. You have to get up and teach. Imagine a content creator that doesn't want to create content. You have to. That is how you feed. You know, if rent is due, you have to make sure you get it done. You pay your rent. So those are the things you just have to put into consideration when you're feeling tired. There are days I feel tired that I do not want to go to work, but I have to go to work. And when I go to work, I have to write down the things or the goals I have to do that day at work. And when I do one, I mark it. I do another one, I mark it. And things comes up sometimes, and just like I said before, life gets in the way. Things comes up sometimes and just take us off balance a bit, but we get back right on track. Because if you take yourself important, if you take your goals as important, if you see them as important, you definitely, even if you fall back, you definitely want to get up. I know that you have to do this. You have to get this done. Tackle the others first if you want to. Start with the easy one if you want to. You plan ahead. You know, assess your most productive days. We have lazy days. We have productive days. Your productive days, use it very well. Use it very well. So, you know, if you don't know what your priorities are, you can sit down and ask yourself. We all have different things that we want to do, that we need to do, that we have to do. Sit down and ask yourself. Make a list, write it down, what you should be doing, what you need to do, what you should stop doing, what you should start doing today. You know, it can even be relating to work. It can just be a personal thing, a personal activity that you just want to start doing because you think it's good for you, think it will make you feel better. You can just start doing it. Think of what should come first, you know. Make your business your priority, and do not put things that have no business being in priority.
things that have no business at all. We always have things that shouldn't even be important to us, that for some reason we think they're important for us. Sometimes we prioritize the wrong people that are not good for us, people that shouldn't be in our lives. Sometimes we prioritize things that we shouldn't even be looking at in the first place. And you should make a list that is important to you physically, mentally, spiritually, and so on. So step it up first, put yourself first. Your goals will require you to just step it up a little more than you are doing right now. And we all want growth, we want abundance, we want relationship that feeds us and not starve us. We want to feel good, we want the people around us to feel good about us, we want the things that we do to bring fulfillment, and we want to be happy with the trajectory of our lives. We want to be happy with where we think we're going. We like to be happy when we achieve, you know, little goals or big goals or whatever. I know for myself that I am really happy when I achieve little goals or I do something. Even if I have a long way to do, I'm like, you know what? I think I've done the hardest one and it's fine. I am proud of myself for doing this. And, you know, we'll see what will happen next month. We'll see what will happen tomorrow. We'll see what will happen next week. But I know that I've started this journey and I'm not going to stop. Even if the break, even if something goes bad, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep going because I have made myself a priority. I have made what's important to me a priority, and I'm going to get it done. And I think we should all have that mentality, you know, getting things done. And like I said before, I know that it can be mentally exhausting and we can get overwhelmed and we want rest. So whenever you feel like you want rest, please get that rest, but do not stop. So yeah, that is it for me today. So thank you very much for listening. We're trying to be consistent, and thank you. I see the numbers too, so thank you very much, and have a lovely week.